Photos, Los Angeles, Beverly Hills board up in anticipation of election results. By Joel B. Polak on November 3, 2020. Businesses boarded up around Los Angeles and Beverly Hills this week in anticipation of rioting after Election Day. Beverly Hills, which was looted earlier this year during Black Lives Matter protests and riots, declared that popular high-end retail destination Rodeo Drive would be closed for Election Day. Many stores in the district are covered in plywood again, after taking down boards that they put up during the violence over the summer. Fox's Los Angeles affiliate, KTTV 11, reported earlier this week that Beverly Hills is importing private security to support the Los Angeles Police Department during the election. The Beverly Hills Police Department will spend $4.8 million to beef up its security in anticipation of potential civil unrest following Election Day. The money is being spent to hire two private fully armed security companies as well as bring officers from Santa Paula to the area. It is not clear when the election will be called, but some results will be known as early as Tuesday night, Pacific Standard Time. Mayor Eric Garcetti agreed to demands by Black Lives Matter and police reform activists to defund the police to the tune of $150 million, more than 10% of the annual budget, during the riots in June. Supporters of President Donald Trump have also demonstrated peacefully in Beverly Hills in recent weeks, with weekly gatherings on Saturday afternoons and smaller gatherings on Sunday. Breitbart News reported Sunday, hundreds of Trump supporters rallied again in Beverly Hills on Sunday afternoon, lining Santa Monica Boulevard and waving American flags and Trump signs as cars rolled by, honking and waving in support. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.